For 17-year-old Salome Agbaroji, words are her passion. Putting them together with rhyme and rhythm, telling a story, and evoking emotion are what she does best. As the current LA County Youth Poet Laureate for 2022-2023, she has performed for the Golden Globes, the LA Rams, former Mayor Eric Garcetti, among a longer list of events. For Salome, she says the art of poetry came to her naturally and was an easy process for her. Like many of us, she picked it up at the beginning of the COVID pandemic.
When I started to think more constructively about what I wanted to say about the world around me, what I observed and what I messages I wanted to relay to others, I merged that innate creativity with language, with those very powerful messages that I wanted to share with the world. And that kind of just birthed poetry naturally for me.
Poetry, Salome explains, is somewhat of an undervalued art, especially in the Black community. She says it all starts with representation and being able to see people who look like you take part and be celebrated for their work. She expressed how poetry is very important for Black people to share their experiences and culture.
I think poetry is so much more than what people give it credit for today. And that comes back to discussions about representation. It's hard for people to identify with an art form when its main representatives in school and in media are people like Shakespeare and, you know, using words that are even not in modern English vocabulary anymore. It's not all old English.
Even at a young age, and with all the praise and recognition that Salome has rightfully earned, there is underlying pressure she faces. She's the first African student to be named the LA Youth Poet Laureate and says that when people see her as a poet, they expect her work to also look a certain way. She understands the platform she has and wants to make sure she is having a positive impact on the people she reaches.
There are certain subjects that, you know, are more commonly talked about, especially in the Black poetry community. It's a lot of Black trauma, a lot of negative history. And those stories are very important. And I love when we are able to be educated through art and through poetry, but especially in certain competitions, I have felt pressure to give that Black trauma performance, you know, to make people cry and to have that impact. But as I've grown in my artistic voice, I'm very happy to have found a place where I can write poems about Blackness and it doesn't have to be connected to trauma.
Salome wants to take a different approach in her work. She wants to share stories of Black joy that also uplift Black people and Blackness in itself. To help find this joy, she often leans into music to help give her some guidance. She gravitates toward the likes of Solange, Kendrick Lamar, and Erykah Badu, just to name a few. She loves the fact that poetry can come in many forms and is not restricted to being one thing.
In terms of the creative process, I really try to remind myself that poetry can be anything. And I think that's one of the things that excited me so much about poetry. The fact that you could write a poem in the form of a grocery list or in the form of a text message. I even, one time I wrote a poem in the form of code. Like, there's so many different things you can do, and creativity is really not denying that, you know, really eccentric voice in your head, the space to explore. Because I've explored so many bad ideas. I was like, oh, this will be amazing. I'll connect these. It'll be a great metaphor. Everyone will get it. No one got it, babe. Sit down. But when I do give myself that space, I get to not only reach corners of poetry that haven't even existed yet, but I explore myself and my perspective.
As a high school senior, Salome is getting ready to embark on a new endeavor in her life and head off to college. While she continues to grow as a poet and performer, she remains humble in the support she receives from her family, people who attend her performances, and other young children who look up to her as a role model. There are no limits for Salome, and she's only getting started. I'm Chelsea Hilton for NBC4 News.
Thank you.